Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, fitness trainer, nurse, educator, speaker, and published best-selling author. And of course, as I already said, certified health and wellness coach. Anyways, last week was Thanksgiving, so I decided I'm gonna not podcast anything. I'm gonna let you guys enjoy your time with your friends and family. Today, however, I have some information for you that I think could be very, very helpful. First of all, are you aware that today in 2 days is the end of November? In 27 days is Christmas. And in 33 days is New Year's. Who has goals, plans, commitments, and resolutions, or whatever you want to call it, for New Year's? Who wants to wait to start till New Year's? Or who wants to get a head start so it's going to be easier when New Year's comes around the corner? Well, I was doing some research and I found that the majority of the people gain 7 to 10 pounds between Thanksgiving to New Year's with all the holidays, the parties, the delicious food, etc. Then I wondered, is this really necessary? Do we really have to gain weight, or can we enjoy the holidays and the meals and everything we have in a healthier, better way, so we're not putting on all that excess? Because you know that most people as of January 1st have the idea, OMG, I need to lose 10 pounds, or I need to lose 15 to 30 pounds, whatever, if they had to lose some before already. And the purpose behind this show is to actually show you a different way of living where you can start day living a better, happier, and healthier life. So I just told you that the majority of people gain 7 to 10 pounds between Thanksgiving and New Year's because of all the parties and everything else and the good smells and the fresh foods and the freshly baked goods and you name it, it's there. And it's very mentally and appealing to the eye. But the question is it appealing to your body for its health? Well, how would you feel if I told you I could help you lose or release 7 to 10 pounds by New Year's if you start today or tomorrow, no later than tomorrow? I usually like the word today because tomorrow actually never comes, since when it is tomorrow, it's actually today again. It's just a new day. So that's why I like to say start today. And it is to start, you know, live a healthier life, body, mind, and finances and everything. Because you know it goes together. When one's not working right, the others are out of whack. And my main goal behind this entire radio show, behind the being who I am being, is to help people getting healthy, not just because I got healthy, but always, my entire life, I helped people feeling better emotionally or physically. And now I just get to add the financially to it as well. I have a triple blessing. So anyhow, I want to share some tips with you that can be very helpful for you not to put on the 7 to 10 pounds. Not everybody does, but most people do. So if you're not one of them, congratulations. if you're one of them, let's work on those tips and see how they can help you. So tip one, do not go hungry to a party. What happens when you're hungry? You have a tendency of stuffing your face, literally stuffing your face. The best thing, if you're hungry and you hadn't eaten yet, don't wait for the meal. Eat your protein and your veggies before you go. That doesn't mean you can't have anything when you're there, but you're going to be much more aware of what's good for you and how little you need to be healthy and happy. And you make much better and smarter decisions or choices. So, for example, I know already I'm invited to go to my friend's house for a church Christmas party on December 15. And I'm truly, truly looking forward to it because I love my friends and there's always great friendship, great communication, and delicious food. So I know I most likely will have eaten something before I go, so I'm not starving and the smells are not taking over and playing tricks on my brain or on my stomach and telling me I'm hungry when in fact I might be thirsty. So that's point number one. Don't go hungry. Eat something healthy like proteins and veggies before you go. And then you can still eat smaller portions of what's there, but you are much smarter and wiser in making healthy choices. Number two, always, always, always have a full glass of water in your hand, in your dominant hand. And when you feel like you need to eat, sip regularly because you might be more thirsty than hungry. Also, dominant hand has the glass of water in it. You can't really just go and graze on food and grab it without having to shift the glass. And that already is a key for you. Oops, do I really need this bite? Or is it just because everybody else does it? Is it good for me? Is it not good for me? Ask yourself those questions. You don't have to ask them out loud. People don't need to know. But you're in charge of your mind, of your body, of your health. So that's a good one. Then number three, what are parties for? Is it really only to eat, 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 or is it to socialize with friends and family? Well, honestly, I have learned, and it was not always that way, but I have learned over the last couple of years that I prefer socializing with my friends and family, and that food comes last. So I always was raised, don't talk with your mouth full. Talk when it's empty. Enjoy the communication with your loved ones. So a sip of water goes down quickly and it kind of gives you a feeling like you're not that hungry because you just had some water. So that already postpones the food a little bit, which is good. And then focusing on the conversation, focusing on your friends and family, what they have to share, what they have to say. Listen, we have two ears and one mouth, which means listen twice as much as we speak. And that is so amazing what we can find out. Sometimes in a comfortable setting, people might share things you had no idea about. And when you listen, you can catch on some things where you can then have a positive influence. You can make a difference in their lives. Doesn't mean you have to give them $1,000 or anything like that. No. But when somebody says they, you know, their windows are always freezing cold. We're getting into the winter months. And in many areas, there's snow. Even in Southern California, we have snow up in Big Bear, which is 2 hours away from Long Beach. I mean, it is cold up there. It's pretty cool in Long Beach today, actually. I have the heater on. So when people say their drapes are not any good. They're not shielding the cold from coming in. The windows are not good. Doesn't mean you have to give them money to replace all the windows. However, you could go and get a weather strip and put that around the windows. Or you could go even to a thrift store and find some good proof drapes that you could exchange for the ones that are hanging there that have been there for maybe decades. So there's small things that you can do that make a big difference. If they say they don't have enough to eat, don't just give them money to go buy food. It's so much better to either invite them over to your place or to ask them if you can come to their place and maybe cook a meal for them. Because shared meals, where they maybe help you even prepare them, teaches them how to stretch the money a little bit more. What I've learned just recently, again, my husband and I, we love to make a huge pot of soup that lasts a whole week. So every night when we sit down for dinner, we have 2 cups of soup with a lot of veggies and maybe some beans in it and sometimes some chicken, just so it's healthy for people who don't want to eat chicken and prefer cheese, maybe some low-fat cheese in it or something, or next to it with a slice of homemade bread. It's so easy to make bread. I've taught several friends now how to make it, and they love it. It's quick and easy, quick in a sense of preparing it. It takes time in raising it and in baking it, but you don't have to be there. You know, it does it on its own. All you have to make is the dough. And if you have a bread maker, and they can be bought pretty inexpensively these days, under $50. And it is just amazing how a homemade bread can make such a huge difference. So that is one thing. Another one I was telling, so I had 1 and 2, don't go hungry to a party, and always have a glass of water. 3, socialize with your friends and family. Don't talk with a full mouth, so it's better to just have a sip of water. 4, don't wear elastic waistbands. Oh, those are such a trickery. They allow you to cheat. They do not show what's actually happening because they stretch. So you think because you still have space in your pants or in your skirt or whatever you're wearing that, oh, you haven't overeaten. You're totally fine because everything fits perfectly. Well, the elastic stretched. And then the next day or that night you go, why can I not sleep? Oh, my tummy hurts. Oh, I'm feeling sick. I've eaten too much. That's all because of the waist, the elastic waistband. Wear properly fitting clothes, nothing loose, just perfectly fitting clothes. And you will feel that you have had enough so much sooner, even with tiny portions. And those are the fun things to actually go for, where you don't even have to share anything with anybody. You don't have to draw attention to yourself. You can just be yourself 100%. You can focus on the others 100%. You can enjoy each other so much more because there are no worries. And again, listening is so super duper important. So those are just 5 tips. There are many, many more, and I'm sure you can come up with some. Also, a good one that just came to my mind, when you socialize with others, put your phone on mute or in airplane mode so you don't get interrupted by the ding all the time, but you can actually spend the time with it. Now, if you're a doctor or a nurse on call or something like that, or a a plumber or an electrician on call, because that happens, well, then you have to have it on. But kind of put a specific ring to those things, that you know this is an emergency. Have an emergency ring for those things when you're on call, that you can go step outside and answer it. If you do not have any reasons on call, you don't expect to die within the next 5 minutes, or your spouse or your child to die, turn it off. Turn it on mute or turn it on airplane mode, which is my most favorable thing, because once I'm out of there, I can turn it back on and everything I missed comes back on. And when you look at it very carefully, when it's back on, what is your observation? What do you think happened during that time? Well, in my case, most of those emails and messages and phone calls that came in and I did not even hear and pay attention to were literally insignificant to what was going on. Making amends, showing compassion, loving each other, talking with one another, sorting out things that were not sorted out before, making peace. Remember, this is the season to be joyful and peaceful, and good conversations, an open ear and a closed mouth, unless you're asked to share something. And then be careful in how you phrase it. But it makes such a huge difference. So many families have mended frail relationships. And that's what this is all about. Enjoying each other, sharing with each other, caring for each other, and not just being there to eat, eat, eat. So I really hope I gave you some little bits and pieces of long-lasting information. Again, starting now, today, in changing your habits of disease to habits of health, in changing your mental attitude from a negative one to a positive one. And believe you me, it's not a one-day deal. That's why it's one habit at a time, one day at a time. And in order to make it easier for you, I have two things to offer. First of all, I offer everyone who wants a 30-minute health assessment for free. All you need to do is private message me or send me an email or a text or a voicemail. Very specifically, put in a subject line or in the heading or whatever, BTR for Blog Talk Radio, offer 11/29/2018, which is today's date, November 29, 2018, so I know it's something that I want to look at and take care of, and I turn off everything else so I can focus on what you're sharing with me. So I can get back with you, make sure I get a clear message and a clear email address or a clear phone number and a clear name and a clear message, so I can get back to you within 24 to 48 hours and set up an appointment so we can actually talk. And when we find out that I can actually help you, and I'm pretty sure that 95% of the time I can help, I even offer a scholarship till tomorrow at 5 p.m. So take me up on the offer if you really want to make some changes. There are a lot of people who join my program, or the one that I'm using, not absolutely to lose weight, but to feel happier and healthier mentally. Some because they need extra income, and some they need to gain weight because they're undernourished, and some they need to lose weight. So there is something for everyone, especially people who are diabetic or pre-diabetic and have high cholesterol, high blood sugars, high blood pressure. I've been there. I've done that with almost all of the ones I just mentioned. Definitely pre-diabetic, overweight, morbidly obese, high blood pressure, high blood cholesterol, and high blood sugars. And now I'm down to totally healthy, feeling great, pretty much no meds, just a little bit of asthma to control it when I go up to the mountains more so. But otherwise, I am doing so fabulous, and I'm so excited, and I'm so passionate about helping people. Remember, I said at the beginning, I was a nurse, a fitness trainer, and now I'm a certified health and wellness coach. And in between, I got my master's in education, and I taught children, youth, and adults in different subjects. And I have written my own stress reduction book. It's actually Your Amazing Itty Bitty Stress Reduction Book, 15 Ways to Reduce Stress and Increase Health. And you can get it on Amazon.com. So if you just put my name in, Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, last name Thompson, T-H-O-M-S-O-N, it will pop right up. And the Kindle version is only $2.99. The information is exactly the same as in a paperback book. So I think I've shared enough. Again, remember, I offer a 30-minute free health assessment to help you see whether or not my program works for you. And if it does and you want to sign up with me, I'll offer you also a scholarship. So that makes the first month a little bit less, so you have a little bit more for your holiday things. And when you get healthy and you feel great and you want to pay it forward, wow, you're going to see what a wonderful circle this is and how much better you feel. Email me at dythomson@gmail.com. And again, put in the subject line BTR for Block Talk Radio, offer 11/29/2018. Or call me, I mean, that means voicemail me or text me at 562-335-4956. And speak very clearly or text clearly with the message so I can get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. That's it for today. Stay happy, healthy, and empowered. Happy and wonderful holidays. And most of all, best of health to you and yours. Take care and talk to you next week.